just tell me what the transition's been like for you, for you as on the integration side of things.
Sure. Really, really exciting, Paul. You know, we now are positioned, really well positioned, to solve problems in a unique and differentiating way for a broader group of customers as a result of becoming the new Johnson Controls. So the breadth of our portfolio, the level of expertise we have in the markets that we serve, across all the different lines of business now, not just fire, not just security, but now HVAC and controls, and then most importantly, bringing that all together into a smart building, a smart community, smart city, is something that is really, really exciting for us. And we've got some demonstrations of how we're doing that right here at our booth this week, through building-wide systems integration and through the work that we're doing at the Hall of Fame Village in Canton, Ohio.
All right, so you got Johnson Controls, giant integrator. Tyco IS, giant integrator.
Yeah.
That's, is it oil and water, or is it meshing really well?
You know what's interesting? So I'll share with you, you know, one of the things that we did as we began the integration process was all team members were invited to participate in a what was called a culture mapping session.
Okay.
And we had team members from Johnson Controls, from Tyco Integrated Security, from Simplex Grinnell, the legacy organizations, together. And what we did was we went through an exercise that really gave us an opportunity to learn more about each other's companies and businesses.
Okay.
And what we quickly found was shared values, shared focus on innovation, a shared purpose for helping our customers win in the marketplace.
Okay.
And so there were a lot more natural affinities than perhaps we even imagined before we started.
Interesting.
And the businesses are really complementary in that regard. So if we think about how we go to market and the strengths that we have in the different portfolios, they're really, really complementary as opposed to being really, really at odds.
Has there been like elimination of, I guess there had to be duplication of roles and things like that?
Some duplication, but not as much as you might think. And if you think about it, in fact, one of the interesting things that we quantified here in North America was, from a frontline standpoint, people who are customer-facing salespeople, technicians, about 98% of the roles remained similar in that people stayed focused, because what we wanted to do as we began the transition was, we wanted to be sure that our people who were really experts in offering security services,
right,
stayed expert at that and served that marketplace that way, as they began to collaborate with the experts in HVAC and controls and experts in fire. And so a lot of that remains to this day as we continue down the integration path, where we've got levels of expertise within different disciplines. And so so that's all been part of the integration process.
Interesting. Really interesting. So, all right, the inevitable question is you've got to be steering every customer into buying all you know, Johnson Controls, like
sure,
just staying all Johnson Controls.
Sure.
Like
buying blue.
Yes.
That's right.
Is that,
yes,
all right,
yes,
buying blue.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, how hard of a sell is that? Is it, I mean...
Yeah, it's interesting. So we're finding out that particularly in certain segments of the marketplace, and think about sort of on the in the enterprise environment where you've got a strategic account that is really focused on using security, life safety, and HVAC and controls as sort of strategic assets for their business. So they want to be they want to have the top of the line solutions, they want to have the most cost effective solutions, and they want to be future proofed. They're the folks that are really embracing this notion of, hey, now I can go to a particular integrator, Johnson Controls, who can give me all three of these lines of business,
okay,
and really help me achieve my objectives. So among that group, as we're starting, that's where we're getting the best response early on. And we expect as time goes on that we'll continue to see that all the way down through, you know, from the enterprise accounts and the strategic accounts and the national accounts and the global accounts, where we're seeing it today,
right,
to the middle market accounts.
And does that give you an advantage, like say in the bid process and things like
it
that?
It does, yeah, there's no question about it. We think that that's a huge advantage for us. In fact, we've seen that already where we have created some very close collaboration in our field organization. So for as an example, we're in the process of cross-pollinating people into the different offices.
Okay.
Having security sellers from legacy Tyco Integrated Security sitting with HVAC in the HVAC and controls offices. And we have jobs that were in process that we are now being brought into just because we know we can either save money or do better engineering and better integration with our security expertise that in the past the Johnson Controls legacy team did not quite have.
Okay.
So it's not just a technology play, it's also a skills and expertise play as well.
So it seems like Johnson Controls is really focused on enterprise. I mean, are we going lower than enterprise?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, in fact, if we think about the legacy TIS business, you know, we've got about almost probably 35 to 40% of our business is would not be classified as enterprise. It's really middle market business.
Okay.
And that continues to be a real, real opportunity for us. And we think over time, we can do a better job at serving that market across all the lines of business.
Okay.
And that'll continue to be a big area of focus for us, no question about it.
I was wondering about global, international opportunities as well.
Yeah.
Has it changed the landscape, you know, from your perspective coming from Tyco?
Yeah, well, you know, the great news is we had a really excellent global accounts program going into the integration.
Okay.
And that has just gotten amplified now and strengthened.
Okay.
So our global center of excellence networks are now, we're looking at ways to really drive expertise and leveraging expertise in one part of the world into another part of the world. As an example, you know, we can do broader things today than we had in the past, whether it's, you know, working with cities and communities to monitor traffic, or whether it's creating, you know, again, smart buildings and smart communities. So there are more things we can do in more places than ever before on the global level.
The big shock around the world, you know, the merger and the announcement, and you've seen a lot of response to that, frankly, from the convergence, mm-hmm. from the, you know, ADT, a lot of people, I don't know if you call it playing catch up or what, you know, whatever it is, but, you know, competing to consolidate this market.
Yeah.
Like, are we done? Is Johnson Controls done?
Like, yeah, well, what I will tell you is I don't have a crystal ball, and I'm not privy to some of those conversations in terms of where we stand from an M&A standpoint. What I can tell you, that what I know for a fact that we're focused on is making sure that we are focusing all the efforts we have on helping our customers win in the marketplace in our organization today.
Okay.
And that is priority 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And really it's making sure that we drive as much value for our customers out of the way that we're organized today, out of the integration that's just happened. So I can tell you that that's really the real focus for us.
Do you get any reservations from end users? One common one that I've heard is like when you work with Johnson, it's like turning an aircraft carrier.
Sure,
you know, not the nimble that some of the smaller ones might be.
You know, that's a good point, and that's that is a fair comment, and we are taking that to heart.
Okay.
And I will tell you that. As I think about the work that we do on the security side, we have really focused on being nimble and being quick. And I think as evidenced by some of the disruptive technologies we're bringing to market now, looking at ways to streamline how we go to market, using minimally viable products to help our customers solve their problems, and then iterating as we go along. And we've received a lot of support in the Johnson Controls environment to do that. And in fact, there have been significant resources applied to ways to simplify our process.
Okay.
And ways to get faster and ways to solve customers' problems in a more expedient way.
Any examples?
I can tell you that there's a technology that's being displayed over in the product side of our exhibit called Complete Security. And this is something that we actually, on the integrator side, launched a year ago as a minimally viable product that has now been fully commercialized.
All right.
And we have dozens of customers who we're successfully serving because we went to market with really a minimally viable product that someone on our team described as an experiment. And we had willing customers who said, boy, this is really helping me solve a problem by providing integration out of the box to the middle market. And we got to market a year before it was launched nationally. So I think that's an example of sort of how we're working together to try to make things, happen more quickly.
Interesting. So what's the message, I guess, to the market then?
I think the message is this integration that's happening now is an integration that is bringing complementary skill sets together and really a significant amount of scale and expertise at the local level as well as the global level from a technology platform and a skill set standpoint to really focus on solving customers' problems, not only today, but into the future.
Okay.
I think we're really, really well positioned if we think about some of the global mega trends that are happening out there, whether it's globalization, the rapid advancement of technology, urbanization, aging demographics. I think about our portfolio and our focus, we're really well positioned to take advantage of that and help our customers take advantage of that, because that's the way that they're going to win in the marketplace.